Ever since I was a young boy, my father always encouraged me, besides the fact that he learned it with me, with my younger siblings, Rambam Hilchas Tshuva, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, to go through the 10 Prokim of Rambam during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's a meaning in the Mishpacha, very strongly every day to learn one perek Rambam, Hilchas Tshuva. This I don't remember whether I heard from my father or I heard from someone else in the family. The Kenzain, that's why the Rambam Chetchil is Miyase, 10 Prokim, Lefi, 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Bengach or Bengach, Reb Chaim, he began Rosh Hashanah the first day, learned Perek Aleph, second day Perek Beis, every year. Kevin Shekane, it's a limun nichbad ma'id, and I thought to be mishatif as a push to limud to learn it up together, and Beis Hashem to give it a proper time every day. Beis Hashem, other days I'll maybe begin shir, but earlier we'll see. But benkach u benkach, I want to do it properly, and therefore I'm asking that everyone taka should have a Rambam. But let's begin inside together. If someone doesn't have a Rambam, there is a Rambam over here. Hilchas Tshuva. Says the Rambam, mitzvah sasei achas v'hu sheyoshuv hachoyte michetoy lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. There's one mitzvah says in this halacha, sheyoshuv hachoyte from his chet lifnei Hashem v'yisvade. You have to understand what's the two concepts over here. There's yoshuv and v'yisvade. Because let's begin weiter. Rambam continues, Ubeir mitzvah zu, v'ikarim ha-negrarim imo biglala. There's many ikarim which are negrar imo biglala. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva goes through, is marachi very much on the concept of bechira chofshis. The concept of someone who is not within the gedder of Klal Yisrael. What's the gedder of a min? What's the gedder of apikuris? Etc. Who's what is Olam Haba? What's the tachlis of schar mitzvahs and averus? That's the hemshich. But as Rambam says, he goes that ikorim hanigrorim imo biglala will be vayter beprokim elu, bchiru chofshis, etc. Okay. Halacha aleph. Kol hamitzvahs shebatoyre, bein esei, bein lois asei, im ovar odom alachas meyen, bein bezodoin, bein bishgogo. If someone was over on any mitzvah, either by not doing what he was supposed to do, that's mitzvah sasei, or he did something which he was not supposed to do, bein bezodoin, bein bishgogo. Rambam over here says shgogo also needs a tshuva. Kshayase tshuva, v'yoshuv michetoy, chayav dehisvadois lifnei hakel baruchu. When a person does tshuva, then he has a chiyuv vidui. Shenemar, isho isho, kiyas mikol chatis ha'odom limoel ma'al ba'ashem, v'oshmo ha'nefesh ahi, v'hizvadu es chatosom asher osu, ze vidui dvorim. Uvidui, ze mitzvah sasei. Shtei in Rambam, what's the mitzvah sasei of tshuva? Vidui. For b'medaik, properly in Rambam, the Rambam learns over here, k'she yoshiv achoyte michetoy, he has a chiyuv to do a vidui. So what's the mitzvah sasei? Where is it learned out from? The mitzvah sasei in Torah of Tshuva is what? V'hisvadu es chatosom asher osu. That's the mitzvah sasei of Tshuva, which is what? Vidui. Now, ad kedei kach, vidui is the mitzvah that the Rambam, when he defines the mitzvah, he says, when a person does Tshuva, he has to be misvada. What's the mitzvah sasei? The vidui. And the makor of mitzvah tshuva, according to Rambam, what's the possible deraisa that's telling mitzvah tshuva? V'hisvadu es chatosom. Now, to appreciate it properly, we have to understand a concept. Vayter from Yosha Ber, that you have mitzvahs, which there's every mitzvah has a ma'aseh mitzvah, and it has the kiyuma mitzvah. There's a ma'aseh of every mitzvah and there's the kiyum of every mitzvah. Most mitzvahs, it goes together. we have a mitzvah to blow shofar. The kiyum mitzvah is to hear the shofar. And ma'aseh mitzvah is also to hear the shofar. Sorry, but it goes together. The shmoya kol shofar, and that's the ma'aseh mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah. Nitilas lulav, yeshiva sukkah, the ma'aseh mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah go together. There are some mitzvahs, unique ones, where there's a ma'aseh mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah where they slightly separate. Example, best example, Kriya Shema. What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Not just Kriyas HaParsha. The ma'aseh mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to read the Parsha and to be medakdik bois yourself, to say the words Shema through Ani Hashem Elokeichem at the end of Parsha's Tzitzis. According to the Rambam, all three Parshas, it's the ma'aseh mitzvah d'oraisa, it's all part of the ma'aseh mitzvah d'oraisa. You miss out a word, you don't have the ma'aseh mitzvah. Now the kiyum mitzvah is not just amiras haparsha. The kiyum mitzvah is kabbalas ol malchus shemayim through the amiras haparsha. The greatest raya to that is, halacha is, if someone is in a state where he can't be mekabel properly ol malchus shemayim, he doesn't have the mitzvah's kriyashma. The Shaila. Someone who's an Uman and he's on top of a tree doing his malacha, is he able to be mekayim the mitzvah or not? Tefillah is also similar, it splits the mice and the kiyum, but that's a bit more complicated, so I want to focus now first on Kriyashma. Halacha is Kriyashma, Tefillah he can't daven on the tree. Because by tefillah, it's not also over there. The ma'aseh mitzvah is maybe saying the words and asking a request. But there's the kiyum mitzvah is avodah shebalev, and he can't have kavana when he's on the tree. But the ben kach or ben kach, let's go back to the Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the ma'aseh mitzvah is the Kriya Saparsha. The kiyum mitzvah is, The kiyum mitzvah is what? Is the kavod of malchus shemayim. Halacha is, since he will be able to be mechaven on the tree, halacha is he's mechaven on the tree. Another case you see by Kriya Shema, chosn, who's torud betir did the mitzvah. The Gemara explains it by Harchov and Sukkah Daf Chofei. It's a Mishnah in Brachas that chosn is potter from Kriya Shema. Why? Because he's oisik be mitzvah. He's potter min a mitzvah. Now, Everyone knows famous Shitas Tosfos. Oisik mitzvah in Akonis, in a few places in Shas. Oisik mitzvah is only if one mitzvah is on the cheshbon of another mitzvah. Meaning, a person's wearing tzitzis is not now potter from all mitzvahs atoru because he's doing one mitzvah. Because it doesn't distract and it doesn't take him away from the first mitzvah. Chosen, who's torud, which the Gemara in Sukkah Chofei says, he's torud, betir did the mitzvah. The tirda that he has is considered a tirda de mitzvah, so he can't be properly mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Therefore, he's potter from Kriya Shema, because what? Because oisik mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. Now, the Kriya Saparsha has no problem doing. Every chosin can say the words, and in that, the fact that he's taught a tirda de mitzvah takes away from his capability to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, and he's potter. He doesn't have, and the halach is that he doesn't have to be mesiach das. He doesn't have to be Mesiach Das from the Tirda de Mitzvah and try to focus and concentrate. Why? Because he's potter min a mitzvah. But you see that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, and that's the lashon of the Mishnah in Brachas. That Rab Gamliel Kora Balayla Rishon Shenose Isha Amar Lei Tamidav Leilo Matan Rabbeinu Shechosim Potter min a Kriya Shema Amar Lehem Eini Shema Lochem Levatim Meni Malchus Shemayim Afilu Shoa Achas. What did he see? What was Eni Shema Lochem? And that I'm not going to be mevatel from Mitzvah Kriya Shema. How did he phrase it? From being mevatel Malchus Shemayim, accepting the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mahus of the mitzvah. Now, if a person's going to stand and say all the 10 psukim of Malchios, the 9 psukim, without saying Shema Yisrael, he'll say V'yodata ayoyim v'ashivoyse elovecho ki Hashem olukim b'shamayim imal hilu. Say all psuke yichud, etc. But he won't say this specific parasha. He's not yet to the mitzvah. Ayiz m'kabal ol malchus shamayim. Because the ma'isa mitzvah has to be done this way. Shuvah is the same. The ma'isa mitzvah is the vidui. But that's not the essence of what the mitzvah is. What is the essence of the mitzvah? What is the essence of the mitzvah of tshuva? What? More than charata. Charata is part of it. Disassociating yourself from the action that you did. Let's see the Rambam's phrase, a better phrase than my English phrase of disassociation. Open up Perek Sheni Halacha Beis. Umahi hatshuva. What is tshuva? So the mitzvah of tshuva is vidu. What is tshuva? Says the Rambam Perek Beis. Sheyazoiv hachoyte chet oi. Person has to let go of the chet. V'yasireno mimachshavtoi. And take it out, remove it from his psyche. V'yigmor b'liboy shelo yaseyu oid. And he makes a strong hachlota, he'll never do it again. Shenemar, Yazov Rosha Darkoi, Vishoven Machshevoisov. It's not enough. The Kabbalah Lahabo has to be with the disassociation from the Avera. It's not, I will not do this anymore in the sense, Gamarnu, I'm disassociating from that. Yasirano mi machshavtei, v'yigmar b'liboy. And the shleimus of that is by changing who he is, what he is. He's oizev his the derech. He's oizev the machshava that he was, the type of person that he was. V'chein yisnachim al shavar. And he also has to have charota. Shenemar ki achri shuvi nichamti v'achar eivodi sofakti al yerech. V'yoyd olav yodeh ta'alumois. That he's sincere. That he taught to Shal Yoshev Zachilil and that he doesn't want to ever do it again. Now the Rambam continues. Vitzorich lihisvadois. Bisfos of the Rambam finishes off Halacha Beis. You have to say it verbally with your lips. Veloimar inyonois elu shegomar beliboy. Now what does the Rambam say over here? He has a double loshon. He says lihisvadois bisfosov. A. B, the Rambam says, V'loimar inyonis elu shigomar b'liboy. He has to speak out these inyonim which he came to hachlota in his heart. The Rambam over here means what he'll say over here in halacha aleph. Let's continue halacha aleph, where we're holding. Ketan misvade. How does a person say vidui? Emer ona Hashem. Vidui properly needs a haskaras Hashem, state in Rambam. Vidu, it's not enough to say, oh, I sinned. He has to say it, Noichach Pnei Hashem. With the sincerity and the recognition, he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's saying it. Therefore, he has to be maskir the shame. He has to say, Ona Hashem. Chatosi, Ovisi Uposhati Lufonecho, Vosisi Kach Vekach. Go into the details of the chait. The Gemara learns that out from Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Chota Om Azeh alone. Moshe Rabbeinu added Vayasu Lehem Elohei Zohov. He was mefar what they did wrong. We'll have to see much more on this. Now the Rambam adds a very important point. Vaharei Nichamti, I have Charota. Uboishti, I'm embarrassed. B'masai. You have to verbalize the charota. Verbalize your embarrassment. As we find, we say in Slichas, Ezra said, I'm embarrassed to raise my face. If verbalize, say the word, speak out your embarrassment. Speak it out, your charota. Now the Rambam continues, Ula oylem enichoizel dover zeh. Speak out your decision for the future. verbalize it. Zehu Ikara Shel Vidui. According to the Rambam, in Vidui, you have to add Charata, you have to add Kabbalah Lahaba. It's all part of the Vidui, according to the Rambam. V'chol ha-mar b'li hisvadois, u'marich b'inyan zeh areze meshubach. This is the Rambam l'shitosai. Just speaking out what a person did wrong, it's not shach to say you're marich. Where does arichas come in? That it's shach to say areze meshubach? Arichas comes in because the Rambam l'shitosai holds that charote and kabbalah l'abo are all part of the mitzvah zvidui. They're part of the mitzvah esik d'oraisa of vidui. So to be marich on your embarrassment and how you feel bad about it, and you never want to ever do it again, you're asking for help to do it, to keep yourself strong, not to slip again. The more you're marich, it's all part of the mitzvah esik d'oraisa of vidui. All of that comes into the mitzvah esik of vidui. And that's meshubach. And that's what the Rambam speaks in halacha beis. V'tzorach lisvadois b'svosev v'loimer inyonis elu shegomar b'liboy. To verbalize and speak it all out. Your disassociation from that action, you're being a yazer rosh darko, you know, you're being a different being, that has to be spoken. The more it's verbal, all of these inyonim, and it has to be spoken to who? Not in self-meditation, but noichach pnei Hashem. You have to tell it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you need an amira, you need a shame. And that's the Rambam in Halacha, in Perek Beis Halacha Dalit. See Halacha Dalit. Halacha Dalit is Midarkei Hatshuva Liyos Hashov Tzoyek Tomik Lifnei Hashem Bebechi Betachanunim. The Erech of Tshuva is that the Baal Tshuva calls out the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Bechi, in Tachanunim, v'yisitz doka b'kifir k'koichoy u'misrachek harbe min ha'dover shechote boy. He made gedorim. He stays very far from that which he did wrong. U'mishane shemoy k'leimer she'ani acher. Ve'ini oisa ish, she'osa oisan hamasim. And in his mind, he views himself as a different person. Umishane ma'is of kulam letoiva. It affects his whole being, who he is, what he is. V'lederech yeshara, v'goylamim kaimai. Rambam says, a person who does tshuva properly, it has to make him into a different being. He has to be disassociated b'chlal from that previous being that he was who did that chait. That's Yazir Rosh Adarki Vishov Machshavoysov. He's not the same person. I once read a book. A certain Chashev Yid, Baal Tshuva, wrote. He wasn't directly on his tshuva, but he had some chapters over there discussing his history. So he discussed this process of tshuva. There was one thing that bothered me. I felt bad for him, and I felt it was wrong. He wrote. He described what brought him to tshuva, which was important. That's something that he can teach people with. But he had one little addition that he added, a story there, how when he decided, he went from step to step, keeping Shabbos, then keeping kosher. So the day, he gave himself a date when he's going to begin keeping kosher. And the night beforehand, he went out with his chaverim nebuch. He had a whole feast of all the different macholis asuris as a last chance, so to speak. What was repulsive to me, and I felt bad for this person, is he's printing this book years later. That he acted that way back then, meila. But I felt, chaval, you're not a full Baal Tshuva yet. You're not disassociated yet legamri from the chait. The fact that you could put in print such a story. So the fact that you are a Baal Tshuva and where you're coming from, you want to teach people, but there's nothing that anyone could learn anything from this detail. Putting down this detail shows, in a certain sense, you are not disassociated from that act yet. And it's a chaval. You could be from for years, but in a certain sense, you're still connected to that ma'aseh chait. If you would be so disassociated from it, you wouldn't put it into a book, into print, telling over this story for no reason at all. It was a wrong action. Are you embarrassed from it? Your mechutanim one day will be reading this. You're putting it into print and it's going off. The printed word goes Hashem Yirachem where? It goes everywhere. It doesn't bother you, your chait. So the fact that you were, it's not that you're covering up, but there's a certain specific ma'aseh mesuyim, and there's no reason for you to write it. When we do something wrong and we do tshuva on it, we have to disassociate ourselves. See, that's not me anymore. That was once upon a time, and you don't stick that act to yourself anymore. You have to disassociate. That's the essence of what tshuva is. A disassociation with a bad action. And it's not me anymore. And therefore, Shtei Dorim Yesod in Rambam, the more you verbalize it, that's all part of the disassociation. And that's the Maisa HaMitzvah of the Mitzvah of Tshuva. It's all part of, according to the Rambam Lishitosoi, the Charota. Elaborating on the Charota. The Kabbalah Lahabo. The Gedorim that you want to make. Being Tzoyik B'Pchiv Tachnunim, begging for help. Yearning for help. Speaking about your yearning for Kedusha, for Tahara. Speaking about your yearning to be purified from the chait. That's a process of purification. That's the Shleimus HaMitzvah of Maisa Mitzvah of Vidui. You have to be Germer Believer, as the Rambam says, but you have to speak it out, you have to verbalize it. It's not enough to be Germer Believe. That's the Mitzvah Saseh of Tshuva, to express it. Now, Mashmos of the Rambam means that this is the Maisa Mitzvah itself. Now, let's see a Mashu Vaiter. V'chein bali chatois v'ashomois v'eis shemevin korbon yisein al shigigosan oy al zdoinon ein miskaper lem b'korbonon ad shiyasu tshuva. Bali chatois v'ashomois, when they bring the korbon, they only achieve kapora when they do tshuva on the chait. V'yisvadu vidui dvorim, shenemar v'yisvada asher chota oleho. Now, by a shoigeg, what's the vidui? It bothers you. You feel bad about it. You care. That's the olive base. So, in nichshol Shabbos b'shoigeg, it bothers you that you made the mistake. You have to express it verbally. You have to do tshuva, that is to bother you. You want to disassociate yourself from the act. You don't say, I didn't mean it. I didn't do anything wrong. No, it should still bother you. And you don't want the effect of the chait. You don't want that tumah of the chait. You want the kapara. That has to be expressed. You have to do two things, the Rambam here says. You have to do tshuva. Disassociate yourself from the act, as we said that's the definition of what tshuva is. You have to be misvad vidui dvarim. V'chein kol mechuyovei misois bezdin u'mechuyovei malkus ein miskarpelen b'misos and oblikios and atshias tshuva v'yisvadu. Misas bezdin and malkus is a ma'ase kapara. It's a mechaper. A person can achieve the kapara properly. You need two things: tshuva and vidui. וכן החויבל בחברוי או המזיק ממוינוי אבל פי ששידום לוי מה שהוא חייב לוי There's a chait besides the... So he paid him back. You paid him back. And miskaper, but there's a chait and miskaper that she is vade. V'yoshuv milasis kazeh lo'olam. Shenemar mikol chateis ha'odom. Even by averus shebein odom lechaveroi. It's not enough just fixing that which you did wrong, giving back the gneiva. You have to disassociate yourself from the act, make a strong decision you will never do the act again. B, you have to be misvade and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu about your decisions, about your charata, about your decision of not doing it again. Speak it out to Hashem. Sora mishtaleach nefishu kapor lechol Yisrael. Koingolo misvad olov aloshin kol Yisrael. Shenemar vihisvad olov es kol avoinois b'nei Yisrael. When the Torah says v'chiper, what does kiper mean? V'chiper ba'adoi u'ba'ad beisoi. Chumash v'yikra here? Better with Rashi. Anything wrong? When the pasuk says v'chiper ba'adoi u'ba'ad beisoi, pashas achrei mois. What does it mean, v'chiper? Lashon the Gemara is kaporas, it's a kaporas dvorim. Chiper is kaporas dvorim. V'hikir v'haroin, as parachatos asheloi, this is by the avodim yom kippur, v'chiper ba'ado y'ba'ad beisoi. What's v'chiper ba'ado y'ba'ad beisoi? Says Rashi, Yum daflam dvov misvad olav avonos of avonos beisoy. You take the two seirim v'nosan arlo shnei seirim gerolois v'aseir ashal olav agorol la'azoz yomot chay lefnei Hashem l'chaper olav. You mamet lefnei Hashem l'chaper olav. What's l'chaper olav? L'chaper olav sheyisvad olav kidechsiv. The pasuk says later v'yisvad olav. The avoinus of Klal Yisrael. To be misvad on the korban is a very fundamental question here. Sorei mishtaleach needs a vidui. All korbanos tzibur need a vidui. We learn out Hilchas vidui that you need to be mefaret the chait for Moshe Rabbeinu. Who is mefarat the chait and said, "Ono chato am azeh chato gdoila v'yasu lem elohei zov." According to the Rambam, vidu needs charota. Vidu needs kabbala lahabo. That's part of vidu. Where do we have that in the vidu of Moshe Rabbeinu? A. He was a, and is he able to have charota for the nation? We don't find that he spoke out vidu. We don't see that he spoke out kabbala lahabo. And of course, in the vidui of Korbanos Tzibur, there's no expression of charota or kabbalah. According to Rambam, it's part of mitzvah's vidui. Very basic question. Be'ez Hashem. We'll deal with it. Rabbi Yosher Ber is a beautiful shtickle on this in Igris Agrid. In Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph, over here, Ches Tshuva. It's another question he deals with, which has to be dealt with. There's a Gemara Kiddushin. Someone's Mekadosh and Nisha Amenash and Itzadik. She's a Sofik Mekudeshes. Why? Shemahir had Tshuva Beliboy. The Rambam Paskin, Tzorch Lohoitzi, In Yonis Elu, Shegomar Belibo, you have to verbalize it and express it. You have to do vidui. That's the way we explain it. You have the mitzvah tshuva, is what? The disassociation from the chait. That's the kiyum mitzvah. And the maisa mitzvah, and we compare it to kriyashma, the kriyasa parsha, is the maisa vidui. How does he become a tzadik gomor? Him shemahir tshuva beliboy. Where's the expression? Where's the vidui dvarim? נחזר לחולין. זה לימוד נכבד, רמב"ם מלכות תשובה, זה מפתח את הסך זכן. זה השם, I want to properly manage to go over the Yom with you. A bit, whatever we manage.